One day after Charles Taylor stepped down as president of Liberia, angry crowds in Monrovia demanded access to the seaport, where food is plentiful. Government soldiers, however, blocked them from crossing into rebel-controlled areas. Relief for hungry residents could be coming soon. The rebels agreed to a deal that would allow peacekeepers to deploy in the port. But they also demanded that their leader should take over as president immediately. Adding to the unstable conditions, another rebel group launched an attack on government troops near Monrovia's airport. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the Liberian capital.
Hundreds of people gathered on the government-controlled side of the Mesirata River, demanding to be allowed to cross into the rebel-held port. Most of them had fled into central Monrovia 3 weeks ago as the rebels advanced on the city. They've been living in refugee camps with little food ever since. Despite declarations yesterday that the war in Liberia is over, the bridges across the Mesirata River remain a solid front line. Government soldiers man roadblocks on one side, rebel fighters have checkpoints on the other. Faith Singer says she's been living in a refugee camp with nothing to eat for weeks.
I want to go across to get some food to eat. We are suffering, dying, no food for us to eat. So we want to get across there to find food to eat. We are dying here.
Across the bridge, the rebels liberated thousands of tons of food from shipping containers at the port. Rickety wooden stalls in the markets near the seaport are overflowing with sacks of split peas, wheat, and corn. The food is still in the bags that say donated by the United Nations World Food Program. Jugs of cooking oil from the European Union are also for sale, and they're extremely cheap. Leaders of the main rebel group, LURD, or Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, today agreed to allow peacekeepers to take over the port on Thursday. The deal calls for LURD to pull out of Monrovia completely once the international troops are deployed. The agreement was negotiated by the American ambassador after days of talks. While LURD agreed to the deal, the rebels for the first time today said that they should get to rule the country. Sekou Fofana, a top LURD official, says his men drove Charles Taylor from office and LURD is entitled to take over the presidency of Liberia immediately.
That has been our objective from day one, that we serve in the interim period, and as soon as that interim period is over, election can come and the Liberian people will be free to select whosoever they want to serve then as president.
He said LURD could hold the presidency for up to a year. The rebels' chaotic headquarters is in a compound that used to belong to a shipping line. A fighter in his mid-teens is being forced to take off his shirt and lie on the ground. His comrades are whipping him with bamboo because he fired his gun without permission. As sporadic gunfire continues, Fofana insists that only LURD can bring order to Liberia. And he says Charles Taylor's deputy, Moses Blah, who was sworn in as president yesterday, must also leave office.
Moses Blah is as the same as Charles Taylor. He's a commando, he's a street fighter, he's a criminal.
Fofana refers to Moses Blah disparagingly as the president of Central Monrovia, not the president of Liberia. Further underscoring the difficulty of bringing peace to this country, the second largest rebel group, MODEL, advanced towards Monrovia's airport today. The fighting sent hundreds more civilians fleeing a day after all the parties here declared that the war was over. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Monrovia.